guess.
Okay. It's totally weird.
Was he here?
No. A third unrelated
cat. Until you got here.
Okay. I told him I'm coming until he left.
Okay. Mr. Chair, let's move on.
All right, let's call the meeting to order.
3:15.
3:15. November 14th.
I got that.
Okay. All right, for the minutes of September 27th.
So moved.
A second.
Yeah, me.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. I'm going to go to old business. 2016 audit reports attached, circulated on 11/2/17. Everybody looked at them. Anything on there you like deleted?
Is that really what's appropriate?
I'm going to delete from Gresham Malecki. I want to delete the third paragraph.
Okay.
Just because.
Okay. The one thing that Ken and I talked about relating to the audit reports was that there were no corrected or uncorrected misstatements. So that's really impressive on Bert's part. To not have any even corrective misstatements is really impressive.
He's got a great team down there. He really does.
I think you should give him some cookies.
What are you doing?
They're on the counter if you need one.
You're cheerleading for Bert or what?
Yeah, I was going to say, whose side are you on? Come on. Wait up. Wait.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, a roll call, please. All in favor.
But what?
Are we accepting them?
We don't do that.
Yeah, I don't think that is that really our role to accept it?
No.
I think we should just note it.
Note it that we approve it?
No,
just note it.
Just
that,
note it
that we're in receipt of it.
And that we agree upon
really good.
All the procedures?
No, but you were just saying about this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that there are some recommended policies we should look at and procedures that I think Bert's looking at and was going to speak to you and see if it's something you wanted to take up and make some recommendations. So I think that's where he was.
Mm-hmm. But we don't have it here, though.
Can we have him come to the committee at the next committee meeting we could talk about?
Something he mentioned to me that...
All right, so we're not going to take any action other than we're reviewing it. All right.
We don't yet.
Family court agreed upon procedures.
Let's go to three first. 2017 external financial audit. Ken wanted to be here when we did the family court. External 2017 external financial audit. One additional option to extend covering 2017 audit to Dressler and Malecki.
Scope of work.
Everybody looked at it. Questions?
It's just an extension at the same price.
Correct.
An issue and agreed upon procedures report for the jail's comments, the county's jail commissary. I'm looking on page 3, by the way, Trace, for the project scope.
So what's happened is we were notified by the purchasing department that we do actually have an option to renew or extend the contract that we have currently with Drescher and Malecki. So that would be for the 2017 audit. Mm-hmm. They could start their field work on time, and that would better equip them to meet the March 31st deadline for UCAT. And then for 2018, there is no option to extend any further. So that RFP should really be started, the process.
Okay.
That's fine. But it just in terms of the scope of work, I'm assuming that if it's emboldened, did we change certain aspects of their scope of work for this particular audit or no?
No.
Coming up?
No.
No.
Last year.
When I created that, I just went from the new template with all the new additional changes and legal contents.
Yeah.
Then I just put the exact same procedures from the prior years right in there.
Right.
Is there anything that jumps out at you as something we should be doing or asking for that's different than, not for 17 since it's an extension, but for 18?
Yeah. Nothing comes to mind for...
I mean, this is pretty straight, the boilerplate kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody agreed to do a 2017 external financial audit at the additional 1 year to 2017?
Well, I'll make a motion to extend the contract.
Second?
I'll second.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 All right, and on 2018, external financial audit.
That's the basic, get the RFP.
The, mm-hmm. Get issued. It going, right.
Yeah. Move
it.
Put out in, probably put out in January. It's probably your best bet, right?
All right.
Whatever.
Well, Dean, what do you think?
It's ready to go, as long as you guys are happy with it. I mean, we can put it out any time.
I would say sooner the better, right?
Yeah, get out now.
I mean, is there any benefit for doing it earlier than later? We're going to get the same amount of response,
We can
right?
leave it out longer.
Why don't we do that?
Need you a second.
Oh, I moved it. Okay.
It's longer, but also...
second.
I mean, you don't want to hold it too long from Thanksgiving to Christmas, all that period of time. I mean, you probably would want to get it in by whatever certain date.
Yeah, but what this will do is it'll give you a chance to really have a process, review it, interview, and not be in that rush that they got to start the field work and, you know, we're up against the deadline.
And leaving it open for an extended period of time will allow for local firms and smaller firms to have enough time to create a proposal.
Oh. Can I ask a question? Things like the jail's commissary, that's required, right? That's why it's included in here?
I'm not sure about that.
I think it is, too.
Can we confirm that? Let's move.
We may have put it in there.
Can we confirm if all of these things are required, mm-hmm. and if some of them aren't, can you just at least let us know which ones aren't?
But did we actually require that the jail commissary be done? And I mean, that's why it's being carried.
We've done it since I've been a legislator, I don't know if it's a.
I'm trying to think why we.
And we've done the RRA one.
I think it's
since
a state requirement that we do.
But that's why I just want to confirm that they're all actually requirements. Let's see, let's maybe look at.
So are we moving it then, or are we not moving it?
No, we
can move it, and
just
then
sure okay.
can, yeah, I'm okay moving it. Just right. I'd want to know if there's some, we can always make an amendment to the
RFP
proposal.
What time frame you like? I mean, to move it out. You can move it out. We have it ready.
It's pretty much ready to go as long as it's signed off on. We could put it out. It's got to be advertised. I can put it out. Well, next Thursday is Thanksgiving. So we can put it out the last week in November.
And get it
back
in when?
Yeah, that'll give us time to find out if anything.
If you want to, you have the whole month of December. If you want to leave it out for the whole month of December and have it back in January, the first week of January.
January 10th or something like that.
After the first week, we'll do it to the second week.
Second week.
Is that agreeable to everybody?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
So, do we think we're all going to be on the audit committee again?
I mean, whoever is actually on an audit, at least at that point, like, one will be theoretically formed.
I just don't want it. I just shouldn't get held up because there's a hold up in appointing.
Actually,
matter,
you know what? Make it the third weekend.
Yeah.
Make it the third weekend in January.
Third weekend?
Yeah.
Third week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Third weekend.
Yeah, just to give a little, to make sure that.
Third week in January. Just to make sure that there's enough.
We're all going to be here, we're all serving until they change the committee anyway.
True, but I'm just saying that theoretically most of us are going to be here, so it's not like that's, you know.
No, but we're all elected, they're going to be here as legislators, and the committee's not going
to
change.
And it's the independent audit, it's pretty standard. You're not going to change.
Exactly.
All right.
So third week in January.
Yeah.
And you should put it out on Black Friday as a doorbuster.
Why, you think we'll get a discount?
Possibly. You never know, man. Things happen. You sound shocked by that.
How about on Small Business Monday or whatever?
Small Business Monday. No. I only want big firms.
We don't want to compete.
I only want big firms.
That's right.
So all in favor of that time frame?
Aye.
And then, Amber, you'll let us know if anything is not required. Just in case we need to make any changes.
All right. We have a new proposal. The sheriff agreed upon procedures. New proposal received, attached. Let's move it. Open up for discussion.
What are we moving? Wait.
The sheriff's.
He's talking about this.
I don't think we have to move. There's nothing to move at this moment.
Well, just open up for discussion then.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
I thought the sheriff was coming. Or no? That was the whole last discussion.
I spoke with the undersheriff in the hallway, and I told him that I just ran into him. He was in training one day earlier in the week, and I kind of told him it wasn't really necessary for him to come because I didn't think that this was a new topic that he hadn't heard before, and
But actually, they haven't been a part of this discussion at all.
I was gonna say.
The last time that
they've resisted this discussion.
They've resisted this discussion. I mean, we had this discussion at the college about this report that supposedly was being done annually, and then it turns out not only is not being done annually, but that the last one they got showed some very severe problems and failings that I'm not satisfied have been addressed. I realize we're prepared to move forward and do what they said they've been doing all along, but they haven't been here to have the discussion at all. And I think the way we ended the last meeting was that they needed that the next time they would be here and we would discuss moving forward with our own your own RFP on this topic. We can go ahead and move forward with our own RFP on this topic. It seems to me like we'd almost be crazy not to, given this document, this series of documents. But I would certainly welcome some explanation why we were given totally erroneous information and then there's been no discussion about it. It's problematic. And any answer that I've heard, which has been secondhand or through your emails, are pretty lacking.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know how we sit at a meeting and we're told that there's an annual audit, that an audit has been done annually, and we say, can we get it? And then it takes Amber months to get one audit that was done years ago and is the only one. That's just... And then the explanation that, oh, now we're under the comptroller, who doesn't even do audits, doesn't make any sense to me.
He did one of the sheriffs that was glowing.
Yeah, but, I mean, it wasn't of what we were talking about in the sheriff's department.
No, I know that.
So,
yeah.
And these things are, I mean, Amber, in your conversations, were you given confidence that all the issues in this have been addressed and...
No, I didn't actually have any conversations regarding follow-up to those issues.
So,
all right.
And I tell you, when I spoke to Evan in the comptroller's office about the follow-up that supposedly the comptroller, the reconciliation or the audit or whatever they wanted to call it, what the comptroller's office supposedly did was with the sheriff's information only one half of the picture. This is not my auditing, is not my expertise, but I literally said to Evan, you're saying that their office told you they put X amount in the bank and you looked in the bank and that's how much there was in the bank and you said, okay. I said, but you didn't see the other half of the picture? And he said, that's right. We were only told what was how much there was and then we looked at the accounts. But that's to me that makes no sense at all. Call me a layman or call me an idiot. Either way, it's preposterous to me. It doesn't make it's illogical. So I'm kind of having I'm having a conversation with you guys, but I'm also kind of having a conversation with myself because I don't have any explanation how we could possibly be here with this. I feel like we do have to move forward with our own audit, and I would imagine it's pretty straightforward. Something that's very similar to what this one. That's what you asked for in the request that came back.
Mm-hmm. Just procedures over cash.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that exactly what was done in this agreed upon procedures report from Flynn?
With one addition, and that would be to discuss and consult over internal controls over cash.
That's addition in the new one, in the old one.
Right, exactly.
Because they did make recommendations. Mm-hmm. But that just was something outside of the scope of their work. They just did that. Flynn just did. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
So
all right. I'm prepared to...
Want to move it?
Yeah, I'm prepared to move that we... We only got one response.
From Sigler, Torsha, Allen, and Churchill, but it wasn't a written proposal like this is.
Right.
Oh.
And I wasn't expecting to get... this packet, but I actually received that last night at 6 o'clock at night.
And what was Sickler's response?
They said that they would do everything. At the last committee, and I know it was so long ago, the last committee meeting, I had a printout of all the procedures that I laid out to ask someone to do. They said they would do that, and it would be $8,500.
Yeah.
And that was everything that, that these guys are proposing, and I haven't actually detailed read this proposal, but...
Well, they're giving a range, though, right? They're 75 to 11.
Yeah, right, in the same range. But
I mean, I don't want to nickel and dime over $1,500, but it's...
In the Sickler, Torsha, whatever the rest of their names are, in that group, do they... are they agreeing to the other, to the recommendations portion?
Yes.
So how would we compare the two when we only have one in writing?
Dean, why can't we go back to this firm right here and say that, you know, you have a proposal here, you know, you have a range of what is the cost here, come back and say, you know, let's go, we're going to, you know, for $8,000, can you do the scope of all this work? I mean, to go from 75 to 11,000 is a pretty good sized range.
Honestly, don't know what you're talking about. I had nothing to do with these proposals.
Right,
because of the size. I think because of the size, and I think it was a little bit different.
Yeah, it's under the threshold.
It was under the threshold, so it was not. It was not bid
you
out.
You can, though, if it's a proposal that you're just asking for, you can, it's not a bid, so there's no legal... Yeah.
Right, but I mean, I was mentioned here, you're going 7,500 to 11,000, that's a good size range. I mean,
you can
come back and say,
do you know what
the scope of work is here.
Trace.
Yeah.
Come back and say $8,000, $8,500, $9,000, whatever you want to say.
I mean, what I want to do is get one of them moving forward. I just don't know how to compare two when one's in writing and one's not. It sounds to me like the finances of it are both going to be, they're in play. The both of them are, you know what I mean? We could go with either. That's whatever. We could negotiate with either, but we only have one in front of us. I don't know how to. But I don't know that.
Right.
So.
But I definitely would like to move on this sooner than later. We're ready in November.
The issue right now is just about the range, because they submitted 7,500 to 11,000.
Right.
The other guys were 8,500, but they didn't give us an actual
scope of services.
So it's like, since it's sort of like debatable as to whether or not. What?
It wasn't that they didn't submit a scope of services. It's that it's not the same type of proposal that's submitted when we go out to bid, because we're not, I didn't ask them to submit a firm background or who would be on the job like we would if it was out to bid in the formal process. So there isn't a way to really compare them when they're both saying, we'll do the same thing, here's the price we'll do it for, and nothing else is submitted on top of that.
So Amber, this firm that we have, RBT, are you familiar with them?
It's formerly Vanacore, D. Mendick, Desta, Giovanni, and Waddell.
I mean, which is, you know.
All right. So forever.
It's formerly it was Vanacore, D. Mendick, Desta, Giovanni, and Waddell in Newburgh.
They call it Vanacore. I mean, people know
I'm so impressed.
Me too.
They do. They do.
She's pretty impressive, by the way. They actually got that out twice. Yeah, I was gonna say.
My father worked there when he was younger. He worked there when he was older. He actually doesn't work there anymore.
But
my older brother, I actually don't anymore, because he doesn't work there anymore. One thing I'll tell you is the county has a relationship with this firm because they do our forensic auditing for the DA's office, the crimes against revenue. Mm-hmm. So I know that we've worked with them in the. I know that we've worked with them in the past. I believe they have a current contract with the county for the DA's office. As well. Well,
I would make a recommendation or a motion that we tell them that the scope of work is going to be that if they wrote up that they're going to do for a value of $8,500 and see if they're able to do such.
Okay.
To firm up the.
Could someone tell me about this other firm? Where are they from? Whatever.
They have two offices. One is in Hudson and one is in Lake Katrine. The Lake Katrine office would be servicing this job.
Mm-hmm.
They do. A series of school district audits, local school districts, fire departments, other local governments, towns, cities, bookkeeping for them, and other services to local governments and to individuals.
So, Richard, just to clarify what yours was, you wanted the other firm to put together a proposal like this, RBT.
That we do this firm for $8,500.
You don't want to go for the lowest price. You just want to lock them in.
I mean, I think that's a fair price. I mean, that's what the.
I mean, it's in the middle of their range. Actually, it's in the low end of the middle of their range.
You want me to
actually, I'd like to make an amendment.
I'm just not used to it.
No. $84,999. I'm sorry,
$8,499.99.
Yeah, I don't know. If the other one's going to say the same. Tom Craven, that name is so familiar.
Rich.
Wes Craven,
do you,
maybe?
Do you have a coupon?
I have a coupon?
You have a coupon for this?
No. No coupon. Well, I just said on record, I mean, this used to be our bank's auditor.
Used to be.
Another conflict of interest.
Everyone's well aware of it. They are no longer our auditors on Walk Hill Savings Bank.
What do you mean, your Walk Hill Savings Bank?
He's on the board of directors.
Okay.
It's Richard Gerentine's Walk Hill Savings Bank.
I'm trying to follow.
It's not my bank.
Gerentine. Gerentine has a bank? What?
Just kidding.
He's got a bridge he wants to sell you, too.
I know there are things at Jenny's Gardens, but Jesus.
So there's a motion to engage RBT for the price of $8,500 if they'll accept that. Is there a second?
Second.
$8,499.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Bouncing around. Where did the
when would
audits?
We, the are we going to engage? Yeah, we're going to engage them like ASAP, right? If that's
I would imagine that Amber is going to contact them in the morning.
Okay.
Can you contact them tonight?
Now, just so that we go a little bit step further, what time frame are we talking about for them to perform?
That's where we're at.
I'll have to double check with them. It was something that we briefly discussed with them, but it's not going to be before the close of this year.
I mean, with the holidays, it'd probably be impossible.
Even just to put the contract together and get it out would be about a month.
A month to get which
time period would you be auditing under the?
I guess 2017 time period. You guys want to do as of?
So you have to wait till the books are closed, right?
Do you want to do
March, April, right?
After this.
What would the committee like to see?
I wouldn't want to wait till April.
Yeah, but that gives you a couple months to do the contract, right?
The contract could be done, sure, within.
I mean, this one's from a period of
at least a month.
October through January.
November.
The cash should be done pretty quickly as far as closing up cash.
Yeah, and I mean, and this previous one was done for the period of October 2008 through January 2009. So they were only even looking at a few months. Mm-hmm. Did we ask to look at a whole year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. You know, I personally would rather go sooner than later, rather than if we're talking about waiting to April for books to be closed, I'd rather pick,
2016.
You know, go like October 2016 through October 2017 or whatever. If there's some if someone can explain to me some reason that it's not a calendar year, looking at the fact that this audit was
You're
not
looking
a calendar
at procedures,
year.
Right? The procedures
yeah.
weren't going to matter.
Yeah.
I'd sooner say, like, get it going and just whenever it starts, you know, back it out 12 months earlier.
Okay.
But I think you can do in the calendar year, and I think it'd be more cleaner to do a calendar year
if
you don't have overruns the following year. And I think, I don't think you have to wait to April. They could start their time frame.
If it's a
this one's done through a course of an end of a year, this is October 2008 through January 2009.
If it's policies and
procedures,
internal controls,
yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know, the time of the year is not going to matter as long as you have
difference.
A whole year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't make a
of
difference.
Of data. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
The only thing would be, I don't know what the internal policies are regarding accruals. So if they only post accruals at year end, you wouldn't see them. But you would want at least one year end close, I imagine, to be included within the procedures, whether it's 2016 or 2017.
Why don't we have a pre-discussion with this? If they accept the job, why don't we have a pre-discussion with them to determine what exact time period, if we can, you know, if there's a benefit to waiting for the calendar year.
If you were looking for a calendar year, why not do 2016? The books are already closed on 2016. It's 1 year ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
That would make sense to me that would be a good sample if we're looking for a full calendar year.
Because the last time it was done is 9. So, yeah. I mean, 8 into 9. So
right.
We'll see if they can do 17. If not, they go back to, like Tracy said,
back
a couple
it out.
Months back
yeah.
and do 16 to 17.
Yeah, you let's gotta, talk to them. Close okay. out anyway. Let's find out the benefits or the drawbacks.
And okay. See, you know, and see, you know, if we can get them 17s, you know, without closing it out. I mean, you're only talking a small chunk here. We're not talking mm-hmm. the whole sheriff's department.
I got to say, though, if we have to wait till April, I would strongly argue right. against it, because then it'll take, we won't even see the report. So,
yeah, so
June or July, it's just, it's too long to wait okay. for something that was urgent 7 years ago. No pun intended with urgent, but urgent 7 years ago. Yeah. So, okay.
So.
Yeah.
I will follow up.
Thank you.
All right, and the last item that we have is the family court agreed upon procedures RFP. And the two proposals that we've had for several months now and where the committee would like to go.
It's been so long, just refresh my memory on the whole thing.
We have EFP. We have the EFPR group, which for $27,000 will do more than we asked for, and we have O'Connor Davies, which for $7,500, am I right about the number? Mm-hmm. Will do yes. what yet. We asked for, but in a vague way.
And not really.
Well, that's your opinion.
Are we voting now? Or you just want our opinions?
We have, as far as I'm concerned, we have three options. And really only two options, because the third option, I think, you know, it being November, it would be up to the next audit committee next year, even though we're all still here. So if the audit committee was, you know, still structured in this manner. So the two options are the three options, I'll say. We either engage O'Connor Davies or engage EFPR or send it back out to RFP. Throw out these responses since they're old anyway and nobody really seems to be very happy about them, and then try again in the new year. We can encumber the money in our budget so it wouldn't have to come out of next year's budget if we decide to do that.
Okay.
I don't know where everybody's thoughts are.
Or a fourth option, do nothing.
Well, that's just irresponsible, though.
I mean, that's an option we can have.
Well, I say either go for a Connor Davies. I mean, they have all our stuff. I don't think it's a low-balling price as far as, because it's not a brand new thing to them, so I don't find it to be comparable to the 27. I'm not voting for the 27. Or so either O'Connor Davies or we go back out.
Tracy?
Yeah, I'm of the I'm of partial agreement. Either we go back out or we go with the FPR, because I think O'Connor Davies acknowledged that they totally misunderstood the documentation
exactly.
and that they totally underbid, and I have no confidence that they're going to give us what they say they're going to give us for $7,500. And the fact that they should have understood but didn't is a great concern to me. So I'd say either we go with the FPR or we go back out. And I don't love the idea of going back out, but since all of us in this committee are likely to be here and the body's not radically changed, I think we would move forward.
I don't know about the last part, but that said, though, I will agree overall. I think right now, I think the only responsible choice that we can make right now is to go back out and to go and see what new responses to allow the new legislature to then at that point, whether it is this grouping or not mm-hmm. this grouping or whatever, can then at that point make a fresh sort of choice. And, you know, it's sizable enough of a project that I think of a bit amount that a new legislator or a new grouping can seize that and take care of it. So,
Richard?
I think from our last meeting, didn't we have discussions through the county attorney to contact O'Connor and Davies and have discussions with them, Dean, through your office? The understanding I received back from B was that that they were bound to do everything that we asked them to do within that scope of work, and if they didn't, we would not pay. Correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm not saying that correctly.
Correct. You are correct. It was just, I think what the issues were brought up where the tests, if Amber, if you can correct me if I'm wrong also, the tests that were being performed in the actual scope were, I don't want to say vague, but they were not really outlined specifically for the project. It was kind of, the scope was, you tell us what you're going to do and how you're going to do this project. So they came back and said a couple times, they listed a couple different tests where the other company, EFPR, went into detail of what they were going to do. And everybody thought that that was going to be too much. They came back, EFPR came back and said that they would, with a different pricing structure, it was going to, they came back with like $200, they would do an hourly rate at $200, I think it's $200 an hour, I believe.
Was it
not to exceed?
It was not to exceed, yep, in the first year. It was $90 an hour. The first year was, let me just pull this up.
$17,000?
So obviously you're not going to do anything this year with it, but it was $90 per hour, not to exceed $9,000 at the end of 2017. 2018 was also, it was $90 an hour right across the board, not to exceed $18,000. And then final report, if required, was at the end, if we went over 2018, would not to exceed $9,000. So that was the pricing. And then basically O'Connor Davies, we asked them if they were going to perform for the amount of money that they said that they would do it for. And they said that they would do the tests, but they were very, again, they were very vague about it. And they would not, there was something that you had asked them, I forgot what it was, but you had asked
a
them.
A specific testing, and they said no.
And they said they would absolutely not do that for the price.
Oh, that was... issue an audit report. Yeah. They would not issue a report stating that things were one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like that their proposal was all but meaningless in terms of our ability to hold them accountable or...
Yeah.
Even their ability to give us what we asked for. The one thing I would say is if we end up agreeing that we need to go back out, can we do it, can we go back out right away so that when the new legislature comes in, they have something to look at?
Mm-hmm. But I think that we need to write the RFP more specifically to what we want.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay. What tests do you want?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What tests we want, what level of certainty we want.
Mm-hmm. What level of certification we want.
So,
list that, I think you have that in the scope, the test that you want.
But can we get it out in the next month, like in the next 3 weeks, to at least get it out so that when the legislature is seated?
I mean, we have the base, and I think that we can all work with Amber on what we want to see in it, and Amber can rewrite
the
scope of services.
I mean, everything is fine. Everybody has no problem with the test.
What?
Everything is fine in the scope of the work.
What are you talking about? For O'Connor Davies?
No, he's talking about in the RFP.
A new proposal.
Well,
everything is inclusive into the proposal. You just have to define what is the test that you were looking for and how you're going to perform the test.
Right.
But I don't know what that means, everything's inclusive in the proposal, because, I mean, the proposal, as it was written, was
I mean, clearly, you had one firm completely, like, go under, and one completely go over. So clearly, as much as we may think it was clear, we had two different proposals that came back vastly different.
Yeah.
And so as a result, you know, that's a sign that maybe we were not as, either we were not as clear or that was, you know, so anyway.
So I'll...
Let's rebid it.
Yeah, I'll entertain a motion to...
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
To what?
To work with Amber and put the RFP back out. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hector.
But before the end.
Thought ahead of time.
We got to get it out soon.
All right.
Okay. All right. This will be a lot to do in the beginning of the year. I feel like we should come back ahead of the curve.
For the RFP.
No.
Okay.
There's two meetings going on here.
It won't take long.
I mean, time-wise. I mean, with Thanksgiving, you know, the holidays coming up. Well, I mean, give
well,
you just got budget coming up.
Well, yeah, we've learned a lot from these two responses.
This is my first, like, budget season here, so I don't know how busy I am just yet, as far as, like, the amendments.
Solve one problem, you don't create another one. There's there's nuance to it.
And Ways and Means Committee meetings, how many days we're going to have there, if it's going to be just Monday or Monday through Wednesday. So all of that, I don't know what's happening just yet. But I don't think that it will take me long once I have feedback from everybody, once I get information communicated. And then, Dean, how long do you think, once I get things to you, to reissue?
It won't take long.
Okay.
I can, you know, within a week.
Okay.
We just have to advertise on Tuesday to go out on Thursday. Okay.
So you could definitely have it all out by the end of this year.
Oh, yeah.
That's to shoot for even sooner than that. I would say, Amber, if you could look at the two responses, mm-hmm. because I think they tell us a lot about what we didn't tell them,
mm-hmm.
and in particular, the one that overshot, we know the things that we can delineate that we don't need, you know, and you give us a working draft of something more specific than we sent out last time, and then we could provide feedback to you. If there's anything we're missing, because I think from between the two of them, we can kind of we know what we're really looking for now.
Well,
you know,
I think
we learned
did that
through this.
In some of the
and some
as
of this,
well.
Some of this
with the ones that overshot at their EFPR.
Yeah,
you can eliminate this, eliminate that, eliminate
exactly.
This. And then we had to ask the other ones.
Yeah,
add to their proposal. So.
I mean, I think we've gone over a lot of it already. So if Amber can put it together for us, then we'll be able to give feedback.
All right.
Second.
Okay.
If there's no other business,
right?
Yeah, but I feel like we do. I mean, we are gonna. Are we gonna? I don't talk about it right now because I'm a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, we're gonna give them apparently time, and then when they're done, we're then gonna be reconvening.
Yes.
To be able to.
But I do think for the next meeting, we still need to come to some resolve regarding family. And some of what we discussed last time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the idea of looking at, I mean, a lot of what we didn't debrief, a lot of what Michael brought up at the last meeting. And then we also, at the end of the last meeting, I brought up the concept of how we look at it holistically and how we look at the allocation of resources, how we go about auditing that. I think we have to come to some final understanding on
that. We can set up a meeting after Thanksgiving to discuss that,
okay.
if that works.
And
for
at the same meeting, I don't want to forget discussing the jail I'm just going to call it the jail population study.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly a strict audit, but we did get information back from the undersheriff regarding population, and it's pretty telling. I think we might really benefit from a study like that. I realize we've put all these things off, but I think we should, before the end of the year, at least have one more conversation about that to be prepared to bring whatever forward next year, since we're gonna encumber whatever money we didn't spend, right?
I'm going to make sure with Vicki and Bert that happens.
Yeah. Because I think they're both valuable studies, and especially
it might be a
real
also
new year.
And also given what's going to happen next year.
Right, so.
I almost want to call to the month.
Yeah, so.
So there's a motion to adjourn on the floor. Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And maybe, Amber, can you recirculate that jail, just in digital, the jail population study that one firm did for
county?
I don't remember what it was. Chemung, yeah. Thank you.
Do I have to?
Yes. Not. You don't have to. Don't do it too early. Do it when we're...
Legislator Pinnell would like to
speak to us. You know what I mean? Because otherwise people get...
No, I'm serious.
Thank you.
I get it. I think that the...
354.